Father, we worship. Hallelujah. Father, we worship. We are glory, Father. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
I welcome every one of us to tonight's meeting. And I thank God for His grace and His love. Yesterday we began, we looked at something very important, very significant, unbelievable. And really, it was something. Please, for those of us who were here yesterday, you can't say you heard it once and it's enough. You have to hear that thing again and fellowship with the message, fellowship with the word of God, so that continually the sense of what that thing that you entered can be sustained by the mysteries and the grace that brought it. You should have listened to the message over and over and over again, that you can teach it with full understanding. And so, time was taken, and that audio is already produced. It's going to be shared on the platform together with the audio for the past roundtables. I talked about the audio on the knowledge of God. Please, if you have not heard the audio on the knowledge of God, go to on the platform where you are now. Just go to music files or the multimedia files on the channel and download that audio on the knowledge of God. We understand that some of the sensitive audios that we began to teach, the one that we talked about on structure and heaven, that unbelievable one that somebody literally said, "I was in heaven," when he was sharing his testimony, it's going to be ready within the week. And I want you to take advantage of it. And for those persons who just joined in today for one reason or the other, you couldn't join in yesterday. Today is a continuation of yesterday. Get yesterday's message. It will do you so much good. For some of you, it will achieve for you a work that even if you journeyed, that if you are journeyed maybe for even 7 years, you still will not attain. Because, and I mean it, if you journey for 7 years, you still will not attain to it. Because having grace gives different according to grace. So that is why it's available. Because some persons to on your own open up, find that depth. It's God that will unveil it. And so instead of just look, and there are some of us that don't even know those kinds of dimensions exist. So why not accelerate yourself into something that you will not recover? I've heard hear of people say, and people report certain things. We were here the other day when a gentleman said that while we were talking and we began to say that there were administrations going on. He felt a fire inside him. And that is the first time he ever feel that depth of fire. First time. Somebody else was here the other day and said that there was a cloud of glory that began to, the presence was standing like, even while she was still doing her daily chores, a cloud of the presence just tabernacle. And then she reported that this was the first time she would begin to experience anything like that. That is an opening that they entered. There are depths we don't know that exist unless they are revealed. There are other depths that will be revealed by God, and we seek for more. But I'm telling you to enter inside something. When that word comes, rush at it. Fellowship with it. at the point of the declarations, jump into it. Peter said, I stir up your pure minds through remembrance. Listen to me so that your pure minds can be stirred again. I know, and it's my prayer that you will make the most. You will make the most of what is being said. The message is on the platform, the knowledge of God, and the order will come. Father, we give you praise. Lord, we thank you for yesterday. We thank you because of what you are said to do. Thank you because the heavens are waiting and the angels are waiting. The heavens are with us to join into their fellowship tonight. So, Father, we ask that you have your right of way and break down this point and feed us with this word and make known to us by your grace all the words, the mysteries of this, that we may know and have fellowship with you and with your spirit and with all the mysteries in your dimensions as you have ordained for your sons to have you. Our fellowship. We glorify Father in Jesus' special name.
Amen.
Yesterday we started looking at fellowship and we pointed out that the Apostle Paul reveals to us about the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. We saw that in Philippians chapter 2. And then we saw that in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 13, where you say, if there be any consolation, comfort, and then he said, any fellowship of the Spirit. And then in 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 14, where he said, by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and then the fellowship of the Spirit. But then we pointed out that he was particularly revealing the fellowship of the Spirit, but that there were other kinds of fellowship in the mysteries of heaven. And we showed you that through many scriptures. We looked at the prophet Zechariah and his vision of the priest, Joshua, when Joshua was clothed with a filthy garment. And when his garment was changed, they began to pronounce on him that he will give you authority, I'll give you a place. And he said, I'll give you a place to stand amongst those who stand here. I'll give you a place to walk among those that are here. And he told us that he was not going to just be a priest on earth, but God was giving him access to also serve as a priest in heaven. But where he was going to serve as a priest, there were already other people there. And those were not Israelites per se, because there could be only one high priest and one kind of priest with that highest of that kind of authority to stand in the presence of God. So we showed you that that was another of other kinds of heavenly priests or angelic priests that are in the presence of God. He was being brought into their communion, and this priest then ministered to God in the presence. They were giving him access to join a fellowship in heaven that ministered to God. And we already pointed that out. Today I want to take us further by God's word and by God's grace to take a look at something else within the same scope, but now we are joining to mark out something. Yesterday we were able to look at like an overview, an over scope. Today we want to take hold on the very essence of what we talked about. And so we just want to have a look at something that has form today. Since we did a lot of overscope and we're trying to pull us up into heaven to get it. Now that so many of us have arrived to that height of understanding and have really entered in and seen the gates of heaven, seen these mysteries, as it were, by God's light and grace, we want to now pull you to see, wow, fellowship itself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You spoke to us that the order of heaven is according to fellowship. And that fellowship reveals the structure and the ordinance of heaven. And that when God designed the heavens, designed his kingdom, he assigned mysteries to guardians. I don't know why I'm teaching you this kind of depth of things, but since God is asking me and giving me access to teach you these things, take it very seriously, and it's so important. Because this is going to be the first time I'll teach on guardians and all of those things. And of course, the men and brethren here know. So it's God that is speaking to us tonight. We said that these mysteries are assigned to guardians and keepers and watchers. These people form a fellowship of these mysteries. And I told you about the order of the seraphim. And where there is an order, there is a fellowship that they congregate. They become a congregation, a fellowship in heaven. I told you that the seraphims are assigned to the mysteries of the presence of God, and their fellowship is around the holiness of God, the fire of his presence. And that is why the meaning of seraphim means burning. When you hear seraph, it means to burn. In Hebrew, the word seraph is burn. That is why seraphim means burning ones. They are literally burning. Are you listening? I showed us yesterday, and I began to teach us that even on earth, fellowships on earth are organized around a particular thing. And that is why you can see that when we have a fellowship of a Christian body, it's organized around the Christian faith. But it's not only the Christian body that have fellowship. There's still fellowship of other religions. Fellowship of this. There's also fellowship in the scholastic field. I can talk about people being a fellow in a mathematical society, or in the care of the Royal Mathematics Society, that is of Great Britain. You can still hear of people being fellows of other professional bodies, and then they form a fellowship. That has no religious inclination, rather it's a professional body. But you see, the group of people that come around to comprise or to constitute that professional body are all organized around their profession. So when you see a fellowship like the Royal Mathematics Society of England, you can see that all of them are built and organized around the subject of mathematics. When you join that fellowship, you know that what takes principal stage here, what takes the epicenter here, is mathematics. That is what brought them together. And so they are one, sort of, because they have a common unifier, which is mathematics. When you talk about a fellow as a medical society of Nigeria, you know that these people are going to be medical doctors, and what brings them together is medicine. No matter how passionate you are about the medical society of Nigeria, if you are not a medical doctor, you are an engineer, you don't have a place there, you don't qualify. You can't join it. You are not one of them. Being one of them is not a matter of what you like or not. It's a matter of what you are. And so if you are not a medical doctor, you can't be part of the medical society. In the same way, the seraphims, their fellowship is built around the holiness of God. It's built around the fire of his presence. So there is something those guys know that is only within their own circle, because that is the mysteries assigned to them. And really, there are things that they will not know, because there are things that other folks will not know, though they may be in the kingdom. But they are not assigned to that mystery. If you look at the vision of Daniel, you could see that interpretations didn't come from every angel. There were times when about three angels will be sitting. Two will be around. One will be the one communicating. At some point, they had to proclaim from heaven, saying, "Gabriel, make this man understand it." But you will see that there were other angels there, but they were particular about Gabriel. That is why you see that when that same Gabriel was sent to Zachariah, he gave Zachariah an inside information that from every standard of man, it was not possible. So when Zachariah doubted or sort of disbelieved in his heart, he had to invoke his fellowship to validate the authenticity of his claim, and at the same time lay upon him a penalty for that kind of error. He said, I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God. That is a fellowship. That is, he was joined to those kinds of people who fellowship around the presence. And it wouldn't be wrong to say that Gabriel was also amongst those that stand by when God said to Joshua the high priest that I'm going to give you a place to walk among those who stand here. Because it was his presence. And Gabriel said to Zachariah, I stand in the presence of God. So Gabriel was in that congregation that was spoken with in the vision of Zachariah when they said that I will give you a place to stand among those who are standing there. Now, Gabriel said that to prove to Zachariah that I have access to know what I'm telling you, because in the presence of God where he discusses his mysteries, I stand there waiting on him. So it doesn't matter how passionate you are about medicine, you can't be in the medical society if you are not a medical doctor or inclined in that direction. Even if they are taking people that are not medical doctors, it won't be people that are far from the health field, like nurses and pharmacists. But you can't invoke an autopilot or maybe somebody that's an aeronautic engineer or a civil engineer to come and do what? To cast cement on somebody's heart? No. Or to come and build a human body with cranes? So fellowship are built around a common unifier. This is what indicates that they are one. When you look at the order of the seraphims in heaven, those folks are built, and those heavenly beings are built around the mystery of God. When you talk about the cherubim, and we spoke about the cherubim yesterday, they are still built around the mystery of God. And they are built around the mystery of God, revealed through scriptures. If you seek it, you will find it. That there is something the cherubims guard. There is something they cover. They keep it. We talked about the fellowship of watchers, who in Daniel chapter 4 passed on a legislation and they didn't have to invoke the Almighty. Because if you look at the legislation and the decree from heaven in Daniel chapter 4, when Nebuchadnezzar blasphemed against God through arrogance, they said this decree is from the watchers and the holy ones, to the intent that it may be known that the Most High rules in the affairs of men. Those guys are assigned with the responsibility of enforcing by every means that the Most High is still the one ruling in the affairs of men. So that if at any point in time there is such a con, they will come to enforce it. So it is their lot to administer the government of heaven and enforce the government of heaven. So when Nebuchadnezzar had violated that protocol within their fellowship, they could call an assembly and legislate over his life. They didn't have to invoke the Almighty. You will see that they say, God said to us, they say the decrees from the watchers. The watchers are the ones that passed this decree. So there is such a thing now, as I've showed you. You see that kind of order. They keep a mystery. They keep a mystery. Today I want to show you fellowship. Really, there is a structure on the, oh my God, fellowship. Kalabakasika. Let's show you fellowship tonight. In learning about fellowship, we'll go to Numbers chapter 16. Please pay attention. Yesterday you received the impartation. Now hear the revelation. You caught the Spirit through his word yesterday. Now hear the word through his Spirit. Numbers chapter 16. If you have a Bible, please turn it. If one is not near you, which is not possible because you have a Bible in the device you are holding, but if you want to conserve your battery for whatever reason, then pay attention as it is being read. Numbers chapter 16. I'm reading for us. Glory to God. Numbers 16, verse 1. Please turn your Bibles there. I want you to look at what I'm reading so that you can comprehend as we are going. Now, this portion of this scripture is captioned in my own scripture, Rebellion Against Moses and Aaron. Now, Korah, hear this story. This is the scripture that this doctrine will come through tonight. So pay attention. This scripture holds the key. If you miss it, you may miss what is being said. So pay attention to this scripture. Now, Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, with Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and On, the son of Pelet, sons of Reuben, took men. Somebody say took men. All right. And they rose up before Moses with some of the children of Israel, 250 leaders of the congregation, representatives of the congregation, men of renown. Now hear this. They gathered together. Oh my goodness. They gathered together. Oh my God. They gathered together against Moses and Aaron and said to them, "You take too much upon yourself, for all the congregation is holy, every one of them. And the Lord is among them. Why do you exalt yourself above the assembly of the Lord?" So when Moses heard it, he fell on his face. And he spake to Korah. Take note of this word. He spake to Korah and all his company. Take note of this word. They gathered together against Moses. And then the next thing was that they were now recognized as a company. He spake to Korah and all his company, saying, "Tomorrow morning, the Lord will show who is his and who is holy, and will cause him to come near to him. That one whom he chooses, he will cause to come near to him." Now let me stop here and talk. I don't know, but as if I'm just teleported back to the wilderness, or how I'm just carried back in ancient times, and I'm just kind of interacting with what is going on, because it just makes a kind of there's something going on with this scripture, as though I can just relate with what's going on there, and I can just see the company, some kind of other experience of the world. Now there was something went on, because when God called the Levites to serve in the priesthood, he separated them into orders. And there was a ranking and a hierarchy within the priesthood of the Levites. All the Levites were not one level. They were separated. There was a cadre around amongst them. There was a fellowship that existed within them. That is, they were an order inside of themselves. The highest order which were referred to as the lineage of the chief, the high priest, were the direct sons of Aaron. Because Levi was the son of Jacob. But God said that all the priests will proceed from that lineage. All the sons of Levi will be priests. But he said that only the children that come from Aaron can be high priests. Not as though every one of them will be high priests, but they can. Because it's only one high priest per time. So the choice of high priests can only come from the sons of Aaron. So the sons of Aaron kept an order. They were the order of the high priest, and they were the ones who kept the highest mysteries of God, because they could approach the holiest of all, what is called the holiest of holies. They were the only ones within that design and that order in the fellowship of the Levitical priesthood who could access the throne. Now, in the book of Numbers, we read from Numbers chapter 3, when God now said, okay, because initially he talked only about the sons of Aaron, but it was in the book of Numbers he included all the Levites. He now assigned to them each one his role. There were some, their assignment was only when it was time to bring down the tabernacle to journey. Some of them were going to bear the ark, some will carry the menorah, some will carry the instruments and the vessels in the tabernacle. But there were some that were not allowed to enter into the holiest place. So there were other groups that they could burn incense. So inside the Levitical priesthood, there was an order and fellowship. And each order kept a particular kind of assignment, which was the mystery. And the keepers of the highest level of mysteries was the Aaronic order, because all the sons of Aaron, because they were the only ones who could enter and see the cherubims and the glow of light, which is the Shekinah, the manifested presence of God. They were the ones who could enter there. If you are not a priest from Aaron's sons, you are limited within the priesthood. Now, Korah was the son of Levi. And the sons of Korah also had their own ordination and what they were supposed to do. Now listen, Korah was the son of Izhar. Izhar was the son of Kohath. Kohath was a direct son of Levi. Now this was what the sons of Kohath were supposed to do. The Bible says in Numbers chapter 4, verse 4, it said, this is the service of the sons of Kohath in the tabernacle relating to the most holy things. In this scripture, they were defining the mysteries that their order will keep inside it, the priesthood, inside the tabernacle, and for as long as this priesthood is concerned. And look at what they say. He said, when the camp prepares to journey, Aaron and his sons shall come, and they shall take down the covering veil and cover the ark of the testimony with it. They shall put on it a covering of badger skins and spread that cloth over it. Now listen. Let's go down to where, because at this point it is a duty of the sons of Aaron to prepare the vessels. Other folks will not touch it. Aaron and his sons will prepare it. Now, this is where the service of the sons of Kohath comes in. Verse 15 says, and when Aaron and his sons have finished covering the sanctuary and all the furnishings of the sanctuary, when the camp is set to go, then the sons of Kohath shall come to carry them. But they shall not touch any holy thing, lest they die. Do you hear that? Is there then not? They are all priests, but their fellowship does not consign those things. He said, Aaron and his sons will make sure everything is covered, then they will carry it. But they will not touch anything that is holy, that is the vessels and the instruments used in the tabernacle. They will not touch any of it. If they touch it, they will die. He said, lest they shall not touch any of the holy things, lest they die. These are the things in the tabernacle of the meetings of meeting which the sons of Kohath are to carry. So Kohath now gave birth to Izhar, and Izhar gave birth to Korah. Then Korah rose up one day and said that, he now said this was to Moses, that you take too much upon yourself. By doing this, he violated the organization of God, because he accused Moses of being the one who set the limit. He said, you take too much upon yourself, for all the congregation is holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Why then do you exalt yourself above the assembly of the Lord? Now, Korah recognized that there was another higher order of fellowship that sort of created a demarcation in the assembly, in the congregation in the wilderness. And he also observed that within the Levites, there was no equality in terms of service, because some persons could go to an extent and some persons were not permitted to go to an extent. They were limited by another. What he failed to recognize was that that order was imposed by God, because when God designed structures and priesthood, and when he assigned, when the mysteries of his kingdom are in his place, he institutes orders that keep mysteries. He institutes orders that keep mysteries. So look at this. Now, so you can see that, so Kohath on his own, or Korah on his own, stood up and began to gather an assembly. And Bible says he gathered together. Right? And then the next thing, the Bible now started referring to them as the company of Korah. Now, those folks became a fellowship. But they became a fellowship that violated the order of God. Look at this. See what he said to him. And he spoke to Korah and all his company. That is, these people now, we are now Korah's company. And there was a head over them. That is, they formed an association that had a president. The same way you have the president of that union, these people formed an association and Korah became the president of that fellowship. So Moses began to speak directly. He said, take for yourself his censers. Now, you see that violation. Moses asked him to go and touch an incense. A censer is what you burn incense with. But you know the law that guards the order of the Kohats, that they are not allowed to touch anything that is holy. If they touch it, they will die. And look at it. When they say that, and they did that, you read all the way to verse 9. With verse 16, verse 10, he said, okay, let's just keep on reading. He said, do these, take censers and Korah and all your company, put fire in them and put incense in them before the Lord. It shall be that the man whom the Lord chooses is holy. That is, the person whose incense is acceptable before God is the one that God has separated to this order of priests. And he said, he And now look at what he said. He said, put fire in them and incense in them before the Lord, and the man whom the Lord chooses is the Holy One. You take too much upon yourself, you sons of Levi. Then Moses said to Korah, hear now, you sons of Levi, is it a small thing that the God of heaven has separated you from the congregation? Hear that word, separated. And to bring you near to himself to do the work of the tabernacle of the Lord, to stand before the congregation and said, if you read to verse 10, he said, he has brought you near to himself, you and all your brethren, the sons of Levi, with you. And are you seeking the priesthood? He questioned him. Therefore, you and all your company are gathered together against the Lord. Now, if you read all the way to verse 15, or let's go the way to from verse 20, you will see that verse 16 said, tomorrow you and all your company be present before the Lord. His company. Korah and his company. Korah and his company. When God appeared, he said to the other people, as you can already see that in scripture. Now, let's leave off from looking at this place. Now, what you will see here is that there was such a thing as Korah and his company. They formed a fellowship on earth, but the fellowship was not recognized from heaven. And that fellowship was seeking to have access into mysteries that was not assigned to them from heaven. That fellowship sought for deep things in God that God himself had imposed an order on. He imposed a hierarchy and a structure on. They sought it and they desired it, but it was not given to them from heaven. So when the Lord who organizes the order and the fellowship according to mystery scheme, he had to bring to pass the judgment on the people who attempt to intrude into mysteries without access. What, now hear this word as we are proceeding. What you see is a company. Now listen. What God is saying to us is this. There are going to come companies on earth. It's not like, I use this story to show you what companies are, not to show you the rebellion of Korah. I wanted to show you companies and how that a matter of a company can be so serious that God himself can be involved in it. There are going to come companies and structures in the earth that will be built around mysteries in heaven. Because the mysteries that the sons of Aaron kept were mysteries from heaven in the earth. Which is why you see when that their office and authority to keep those mysteries was being contended with, the Lord of the mystery had to come to vindicate them and to once and for all clarify and address the issue once and for all that these people and this order are the ones I have set to be the keepers of this mystery. There are going to be companies on earth that will be organized around particular mysteries. These companies, Kalabakadish. Now, why I'm telling you this is because today, as you hear my voice, you are in that kind of company. You are in a company like that, that is organized around mysteries. And we didn't appoint ourselves to be leaders and to be head over this company from heaven into the earth, or in the earth from heaven. It was God himself that set us as head here. This company, as you are in now, is built around particular mysteries from heaven. And that is why, for some of you having certain kinds of encounters and experience, when you come around this company, all of a sudden, certain kinds of things flow into you. One of us here invited a contact. I don't know him. He attended one day of the meeting. I've not even seen him after that. But when the person that invited him asked him, how was the meeting? His question was, who was that individual speaking in that meeting? And then she mentioned the name. He now said, something came over me while I was listening. What happened? He came into the environment of the fellowship, and the mysteries that this company is built around flowed into him. What I've shown you from scripture is that there are companies that are being built on earth, that their stewardship and guardianship is in heaven, from heaven, which is why we teach you things out of heaven and ask you to go into heaven to have access to mysteries. And we tell you that it's because we have access. As a matter of fact, one of the testimonies we have here, and we sent it to the platform today, was from one of our brothers here. And he was here on the second night of the first weekend of this meeting. And on that second night, while we wanted to speak, the Spirit of God just flew out. It just blew. There was just this flow around. And then we knew by the discernment of God that there was going to be administration of mysteries. But then the Holy Spirit, but then we were instructed and led by the Spirit of God to teach a little about administration in heaven, which was why I used that second night to speak on administration. And then at the ending, I told us that I'm teaching you because this is what is about to go on, but you need to have understanding as to the reality of administrations from heaven. And when we said that, and I began to just enter that flow, I said there were files being shared, and I gave a prophetic picture that when people gather in a board meeting and then there's an admin in the meeting, he will start dropping documents to everyone. He will give them a memo, or he or she will just be walking around the table, giving and handing documents to the people, that the participants of that meeting, so that they can have a review and a recap of what has happened, and then the agenda of the meeting. And then if there are specific assignments for a head of a department or a unit, they can give them that assignment for there. And I began to say, they are giving files of revival. The brother said, while we were talking about files of revival, then all of a sudden, something entered into his spirit. And then the next thing was that he just felt peace, as if there was stillness. And then just while the stillness was there, then fire came in again. And then it became peace that was accompanied with fire. And then he said, I have never felt something like that before. And then I said to them, while he spoke and I was giving him just a comment on it, I said, that's the flow of administration. That's the flow of administration. Why? There is going to be a company. There are companies on earth. There's still going to be companies. But you are in a company here on earth. This company was built from heaven. That is why when you see the description of this network, it only starts with a network of the kingdom from heaven in the earth. The structure of the network, we didn't think it like, okay, let's do this. It was in the place of light. We saw the structure of a network. The word kingdom global network that you see written everywhere is how it came. We didn't say what do we name this structure. It was according to the way it descended, and we saw it just came in as light. That's the identity is still bearing till today. We have not touched it. But you see, and you see also that this company is built around the mysteries. And I'm telling you, by God, there are mysteries built here. Which is why you see that, oh my God, the flyer for the round table is tied to always caption. First, it was caption comments on revival. But then further on in preparation, we say, let us give it the real name. Instead of making it, we now tell it unsealing mysteries of revival. And on the first day, and even before we made the meeting known on the platform, we told you that God began to reveal to us the mysteries of revival. Listen, this company is also built around revival mysteries. I said to us on that platform that when God brought that word on revival years ago, this would say we comprehend the revival strategy of God. And we saw where all other mysteries fit in. When they talk about the wealth of the kingdom coming, we know where that mystery fits in, into the overall scope. Because the structure built and the fellowship that God was instituting was built around mysteries. The same way the seraphims and the fellowship of seraphims are built or is built around the holiness and the fire of the presence of God. And right here also and right now, this company and this organization and network of the spirit, network of the kingdom of God, is built around mysteries from the kingdom in heaven as being revealed on it. I told us yesterday that in 2020, on a Sunday, ever before then, God began to speak heavily, and it wasn't a massive illumination, it was just a simple word, association. And it was so heavy. I'm like, is it not association again? Why is there so much mystery around this? Just this, in my own thinking, a simple concept. But nevertheless, he kept an open mind, seeing that God is able to make wonders out of something as simple as anything. And then what we began to hear and see was there is flow of virtue in impartation. There is flow of mysteries. There is impartation of virtues. There is flow. There is a flow in association. That's just it. And then look at it now. And then he now brought it in now fellowship. And then that word in 2020. I've attempted to share that word before, but I couldn't share it. Not until yesterday, before we began to speak, I could not bring back that experience from 2020 to show you what God had been saying. And it is it that God is now making known the mysteries and of fellowship from heaven in the earth. Korah built a company on it, but heaven did not recognize it. He wanted to build a company that would be built around mysteries that were not given to them from heaven. Which is why John said that if a man can have nothing in truth, unless heaven gave it to him. Korah attempted to build a company. That is why you see that after that phrase, they became recognized. They began to call them Korah and his company. The company of Korah. Korah and his company. They were now an association, and Korah was the president. And Korah was advancing and trying to, he wanted to keep custody of mysteries that were not given to him from heaven. He wanted to topple the ordained fellowship and company that was assigned to keep mysteries at that height. And then God came to once and for all declare that their fellowship, their mysteries, and their appointed ones that keep them. You are here tonight around the company, and God has set a structure and a head, a leader of a tribe of over this company, and this company is built around mysteries. The mysteries, oh my God, they are all, they mount up like a tower to heaven. Listen, the mysteries are the link between heaven and earth. I showed to all the other day that Jacob saw in his vision and saw a ladder. And a ladder is a structure that can be built. A picture of a structure that is inanimate. But Jesus Christ came and said that you will see angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man. That day, Jesus took the structure of the ladder away and made the link between heaven and earth to be a living being. Which is why I say to you that a company of individuals can be the ladder between heaven and earth. Jesus said it's no longer an inanimate structure that will be what angels will ascend and descend with, and heaven will make contact with the earth. He said it will be upon a person. That is why over here we can be talking about heaven and you are wondering what is going on. And we can tell you, enter into heaven, see the structures that exist. Why? Over here, a living being is where angels ascend and descend. Not a structure that is inanimate. And you all also form that company. Nevertheless, it's built and set around a divine structure in Christ. So if you enter this fellowship by every means possible, certain mysteries will flow into your life. Solomon saw this thing. He saw it very clearly, and the wisdom of God spoke through him and said, "He that walketh with the wise shall be wise." Come. You didn't see it. He said he's walking with the wise with a guarantee that eventually he shall become wise. You know why? There is flow of virtue in partition, in association. There is a flow in association. But then he didn't stop there. Now say, but a company of fools will be destroyed. That means they are built around the same fate. F-A-T-E. They are built around the same destination. They are built, they all end alike. Because what happens to one happens to the other for as long as they share a company. Taku shekila dekoko rakadia le para sheko choruba. What will you do tonight? See, you are standing here in a fellowship that has recognition in heaven. Listen, let me show you this. When God said to Joshua the high priest through the prophet Zechariah, he said, "I will also give you a place to walk amongst those who stand here." Don't you think that when he is eventually given that place, he can now begin to talk about things that are heavenly? And begin to relate with things that are heavenly. You think his priesthood will now, he will go to the priesthood environment and go to the tabernacle and the temple and do like this and do like that and be doing earthly things? No, he will now begin to experience heaven. He will be feeling the fire of God. That is why some of you, when we begin to talk about presence, then the fire begins to burn. When Joshua is there, he will begin to sense the presence. He will feel the light of God. He will bump into the angels of God. He will interact with the angels of the glory. He will mingle with men like Gabriel. His experience will be heaven after the order of heaven, but he will still be a man that is walking on it. There are many who are walking on it, but who are in heaven. Jesus said this. He said, "Even the Son of Man who is in heaven." He said this in the book of John. He said, "None has ascended to heaven except the Son of Man, who is in heaven." Who is in heaven? He said that thing while he was on earth. But he said, "Though I'm on earth, I'm still in heaven. Which is why he will say, as I see my heavenly Father do, that's what I do. He said, I do not act of my own accord, but what I see the heavenly Father doing is what I'm doing. There are companies from heaven in the earth. They keep mysteries. Tonight, you are in that company. For as long as you join in, not that you are on the platform on Telegram or you subscribe on the channel or YouTube, you participate in what is going on. We call for assemblies, you join in. We release broadcast messages, you go and listen to it. Not so that you can come and tell us, I am listening to it. But listening to it without even letting us know you're listening to it. Listening to it because you know that for as long as you are in this fellowship, for you to experience what goes on, you have to be joined to it indeed by following along with the flow of what goes on the fellowship plan. Do you understand? Or goes on the structure. You will take the words serious. You take the instructions serious. You take the direction of the vision serious. They drop an audio, you go and fellowship with it. So that every grace available here begins to flow. There are mysteries in heaven. Some of them will only be delivered to you through this fellowship. Because it is this arrangement of God that has the access. Let me tell you, some of you have great destinies. The prophecy of your life is very great. But the mysteries that will empower you, impact you, and endow you with gifts and graces from God have to be administered from a level of strength. Life, you don't even have access to ask for it because your priesthood is not enough. Somebody's like, what is it? Your destiny is very great, but you can't ask for it to be given to you because your priesthood. Saul cannot have direct access to his destiny. He took Samuel the prophet, who the Bible says that God began to speak to him. And he became a keeper of the mysteries of God's word. Like the Bible said that when people wanted to hear from God, they came to Samuel to the extent that he became established in Israel that Samuel was a prophet. God was saying, they will come to Samuel. Somehow, Samuel had been called to be a keeper of the mysteries of the word of God. What was hidden? He became the one who revealed God's word. That is why Saul couldn't be a king unless he met with the prophet. Because the prophet was the one who kept insight of the knowledge of the kingdom and how the structure would be organized. So, and they meet. Saul couldn't ask, "Oh Lord, make me king." He didn't have that access. Somebody with sufficient authority had to administer his destiny to him. Which is why God said to us in 2019 that it takes the ministry of the unseen for many to enter their destiny. This thing I've said, if you go to the description of this network or the WhatsApp platform, you will see it there. The unseen of their divine destinies through the ministry of appointed messengers, servants of the Lord Jesus Christ, who will unseal mysteries to them that they will enter into their destiny. Some of you, the access to your destiny, you have not seen the fullness. You are blocked at it because you do not have jurisdiction in that environment of ordination. It's not that it is not yours, but you need to be assisted. As much as we also, as you think, no, we will also assisted and we plunged into a flow that an administration was moved over us by certain authorities in the kingdom. In this is that kind of order. There are fellowship on earth that are from heaven. Those fellowship on in heaven that we spoke about yesterday, the fellowship of Seraphim, the fellowship of guardians of wisdom, the fellowship of the eldership, the fellowship of thrones. They have expression in the earth. They have expression in the earth. If you go to space, you will see that countries of the world now have their own space station. That is, a country on earth has a representative in outside of this world. You see the US stuff there, you see NASA having their own installation and structure in outer space. Deep space exploration having a representative. Those fellowship I spoke of from heaven, they don't end in heaven. They have expression on it. They have expression on it. And when they are a combination of different level, ranks of fellowship in one, they are combined to be in one, in mystery on it. Like on this altar tonight, there is a combination of fire, of mantles of graces and ranks. There is a fellowship here tonight. If you belong here, and you are joined with the person here, and you are joined to this fellowship, the fellowship of, let's say, the man Angus and his company in Christ, if you belong to that fellowship, the mysteries that they have built up will flow to you, flow into you, and express you. As I'm speaking now, many's hearts are beginning to awaken. There are some of you, somebody called me one day after a meeting. He said, "Sir, there was somebody that has a number. While you were speaking in that meeting, I felt light in my heart." That is the first time they went, "And I don't know what it means. What does it mean?" And I referred them back to the message that was preached within the same season of meeting. You know why? That was the first time something like that will ever happen, that they felt light inside of their heart. You know why? Why they were joined inside of that fellowship. Something, a flow entered into them, a flow, and it awakened their heart. It awakened their heart. But this time, it didn't awaken their heart with something that, like, it awakened into heart. And when light awakens your heart, you become open down to another kind of consciousness, another reality opens up on you, because light is the wings of divine God. You are built around this fellowship. There's a flow. Tonight, there's a flow. Now, Lekosi Paradigm, there's a flow. There are mysteries this structure is built around, there's a flow. There's a flow. Come on, keep it, please. There's a flow.
Jesus.
There's a flow.
Across my Mondays.
Pray in your own closet now, where you are. Just pray quietly. I want you to pray quietly in your own closet. Just pray. As you are praying, just pray. That as you are praying is flowing. As you are praying, you are making that comment. There is a flow. Some of you have been brought. You know, yesterday we talked about classrooms. And we said that there are people that are entering into classrooms in this, because when we talked about entering into the heavens and entering into fellowship, we say some persons will have to learn their ABC, learn from the beginning. And then we began to talk about classrooms and schools of the spirit, learnings of God that go on, learnings of the spirit. And I said there are many of you, you could already hear after, at the end of the meeting, when the other lady was sharing the vision she had real time as the meeting was going on, that she came into a classroom and thought that she would see only those of us here. Then she saw a lot of people still in the same fellowship. She was seeing those that are to come, because there are many people that will be joined to this fellowship from all around the world, from all around the globe, from all around creation. And they will be joined to it, and they will all be trained alike. And then I said to you, I said that you are listening to one from God who has also gone through those schools from God and has been educated in those dimensions and in those levels, and is still being taught of God, taught from God, taught by God, taught from God. Do you understand? Why? And you see, there were some of other folks who were being brought into pathways we are following. And sometimes people will call me and be with, and we are together, and then they are explaining to me their spiritual journey, and they explain some things, and I recognize the pathway. Sometimes I'll tell them stuff, I say, that's correct, and I will ask them, do you know how I know? They'll be like, no, and I will just chuckle at it. And sometimes I recognize they are following the pioneer and say, I recognize that. But sometimes they say something, I tell them, I know that dimension. So many of you are brought in, as you are praying, you are making connect. There's a flow. Some of you are being plunged in. And what I was going to say, that some of you are now giving access to hold some mysteries here. That is, you know, Peter said to the sorcerer, he said, you have no part or lot in this matter. That is, as long as the things of the Holy Ghost is concerned, you don't have a share to hold. When you go to a company and there's 100% share, you hear that social person has 5% of the share. That means in the overall, he holds 5% keeper state of that company. The other people that hold 30%. That is, there are major shareholders that hold a greater degree. There are people on this platform now that even if I want to revoke their responsibility, I won't be able to revoke it on my own authority, because first of all, we gave it to them to keep, to do. Then they were passionate for it so much so that it became their own from heaven. So even me, I may not have the authority to revoke. To say, no, you can't be doing this. We may not have that authority to revoke their keeperhood. Because now heaven now recognized that this person has become a share, as this portion is this person's share, because they had a heart for it so much and desired it so much and gave themselves for it so much that heaven had to say, all right, as God divided the responsibility in the tabernacle and said that the sons of these people, their own lot is to carry the precious things when they come, he said, for this person's lot is to do this. Unless if they show themselves to be highly unworthy of the office through incompetence, then we could now come by as administrators and as a head over a structure and as a company to revoke their ownership. And it has to be by God. That's the same way when Moses had to invoke God, because he couldn't say God gave, this is it. God had to come to clear the matter. And God didn't take the responsibility of the sons of Kohath, because Korah misbehaved. The sons of Kohath still went forward to bear their responsibility. But the man who fell was taken away from the picture. It was Korah and his company that were destroyed, not the sons of Kohath. So there are some of you, and like we're saying about the shares in company, people hold 50%, that is, they hold 50% of the company. There are some of you that people here hold a portion, that is, they have a share in it. Peter said to that sorcerer, I say, you have no part or lot. That means the sorcerer had no portion in the Holy Ghost. If you hold a portion of this mystery, indeed, if you hold one portion, something should be flowing in your direction. There are many who are giving something to hold, a portion, an inheritance, a mystery here to keep in your own level. Out of the plurality and the multiplicity of the mysteries of God that he has kept here and given here by grace. There are many who are being called to, there are many whose life is now built around particular portions, particular dimensions to keep. Some of you will live here and you'll be feeling the anointing oil flow on your forehead. There are people here that having that experience, you sense as if there's a flow on your forehead, like a dampness, or you are seeing the poured oil on you and it's flowing on your forehead. That's the flow of the anointing, the new shark. It's a mystery here, to the anointing flows here. Join in this mystery tonight. Mysteries makes masteries. Join in this mysteries. It's happening already. Where is Andy again? Let me pray for you. It's a hand there, la suda la barata bushe kotele kotele. Zandi there, le pusi ala kotele. And you just place your hand on your forehead. Yes, just place your hand on your head. Your forehead. Rapa kasuta la baba. Have you done that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Le profusa da la baba. I'm praying a mystery of the cherubim on you, that they will be attached to you wings. It's a strange thing, but somebody has called me to report an encounter like that. That person will share that encounter. I think that was last year or when. That there will be attached to you the wings of the cherubim that sing, and with the halo on your forehead, signifying and connoting divine wisdom. Le Rusha Gandhi Pratakosia. Le Breteke Sepakata La Bragada. I know you have seen angelic inscriptions where there's like a light on their forehead, like the halo. This attachment of these wings and the halo on your head will be the indication on you that this one is a keeper and is identified as belonging to the order of wisdom, the guardians of wisdom. Randi Burata Shikola Bradada, Rekunda Labakasie Kolobo. You will feel this fire. You will feel this fire on you. And you will have this impartation upon you. It will burn your heart so that whatever is a dross or chaff will be burnt out, so that the purity of light will radiate through you in pureness, purity, sanctity, pureness of heart, so that wisdom will find perfect expression through you. Resho Koradias, Lebro Tazizia, Zekoria da Panda. Refoto Bratagazia, Lord, I ask, let there be, let them sweep the move of the cherubim, the sweep of their wings, cut across his dimension and leave him with cherubic impartations. La balabala bragadaga la bragada. Let the flap of the wings of cherubim cut across his dimensions and leave him with impartations. Le koro pakadish kebelegedia. And let every word of this attachment and this blow upon him be registered and come upon him and left on him with tangible proofs and signs as a confirmation to this ordination. Lepora desh, kalora desh, kalora desh, kalamra yada. Yekoro shiga da brahandara baba, yeko shoko kuru baba. You feel the release of that fire from you. That in addition to this invitation. And it is so, through the purity of holiness, these realities will give expression through you, and you will be another man from tonight. Amen. Amen. You will be another man. What is happening to you is that spirit things are being joined to your natural living. You will see expressions of signs that are not normal. They are traceable to this weekend. That the grace of God shined upon you. You will testify. I will hear your testimony of these signs confirmed. Go ahead, give God praise. Worship it. Magnify it. Bless him because he is God. Father, we give you praise. In the name. There are still other mysteries just flowing at the same time. You are sensitive, you jump into this. My God. Father, we give you praise. Just flow. Just flow.
Amen.
Some things have happened here tonight. We cannot. Your testimonies are back. Father, we thank you for what you are doing here, for what you have done here tonight. Thank you for these mysteries. We give you praise. We give our joy. We praise you. Hallelujah. We are going to take testimonies, and please, if you have a testimony, do not delay to share it, because we are already on our time to close now. The time we are using for the testimonies is now borrowed time. While we are waiting for those testimonies, I have testimonies to read to us. I don't know why it's not on my desk, but I will find it. Glory to God. Father, we give you praise. Alright. Okay. I don't know if she's here in the meeting tonight. But she said in her testimony that during the meeting, Sir Angus asked us to pray. He said that even if it was a virtual meeting, we were still going to have encounters. And then she goes on to say, things have been quite hard and I have been worrying a lot. That was her stage. She had a troubled mind. She was concerned. Came in a troubled state. She said, I began to pray and really trust God for an encounter. Then suddenly, everywhere became so calm, and I felt this peace within me. It's something that not only Benita is talking about it, but we have other testimonies also that peace, experience of peace, that is what is called the shalom, and peace flows from the person of the Lord. That is why it's called the Prince of Peace. Where his presence is, there is peace. And you can see that while that prayer was going on, in encountering the presence of God, she received his peace. He gave her, or she was able to access the peace of God. Look at her, she said, and suddenly everywhere became so calm. It's as though, like the experience at the sea, when Jesus said, peace be still, and then everywhere was calm. She was the one worrying, but to her in her words, he said everywhere became so calm. It was as if something just slowed down. It was a miracle going on inside of her. He said everywhere became calm, and I felt this peace within me. And then look at what she goes on to say. My first encounter was peace. That is when she came on this platform, the first mystery that she could test, that she felt, experienced, according to what she knows, apart from the ones that have followed her without her knowing, that we manifest later on, an event and manifest as time goes on and as she goes. He said, my first encounter was peace. And since then, I have been trusting God for everything. Peace that gave assurance and then left faith in the hands. Gave birth to faith. You see, I've been trusting God for everything. Then look at her second testimony. She said, there is this money I've been expecting. Resources tied down and was supposed to come. And after the prayers, I thought to check. And then the person in question who was supposed to assign that money now said, he said, send your account details. After the prayers, or after we prayed, she just turned and said, send your account details. And look at her reaction. She said, I just knelt down and began to cry. So you mean after the meeting and some of you were going to open the refrigerator, somebody was crying because she had experienced the goodness of God. That occurrence came with miracle. That's why she said she joyfully became calm, as though God said, be still and know I am God. She knelt down and began to cry. So if somebody was crying after the meeting, tears of joy. There's somebody after this meeting, you also be crying tears of joy.
Amen.
He said testimonies are prophetic. There's something you have been waiting for and has been delaying and delaying and delaying and delaying. It has been delaying and delaying. Tonight, after tonight, you will be weeping because you will be finally, God has answered you. Fine, after tonight,
amen.
You will be weeping at the goodness of God, but something that has delayed and is of great importance is going to be released. And it's being released right now. I agree that what that system is supposed to make it happen comes under the pressure of God. And between now, so within now, right now, processes will go on. Right now, some of them are being released. And if there's anyone that is attached to a process, within now and the next 48 hours, they will deliver to you.
Amen.
Man.
But without fail, someone tonight, a miracle that will make you cry will occur with you tonight.
Amen.
Somebody,
amen.
In the name of Jesus. And amen. Then look at her testimony, which is very interesting. She said, Sir Angus also said that my destiny in Christ is only as real to me to the level of how Christ is real to me. I remember we said that your destiny, that your destiny in Christ is as real to you, is as real to you to the level to which Christ is real to you. And she said, this made me press money to God. It has just been favor since then. I just want to thank God for being part of the meeting. I look forward to another one. It was an experience. Praise God. And that is the objective. It's supposed to be an experience. Not just a word.